AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. More information is emerging about the 59-year-old man police say killed two women seated in front of him last night in a movie theater in Lafayette, Louisiana. Nine other theatergoers were wounded before the man killed himself. Police Chief Jim Kraft says John Hauser legally purchased the handgun he used.
The weapon is a High Point 40 caliber semi-automatic handgun. The weapon was purchased at a pawn shop in Phoenix, Alabama, in February of 2014.
But the sheriff of Russell County, Alabama, says Hauser was denied a concealed carry permit.
The reason for the denial was we had the report of domestic violence against him, and in 89 or 90, he was arrested for an arson case in Columbus, Georgia.
Heath Taylor says Hauser also trashed a house he was evicted from in Russell County.
According to the report, there was concrete poured down the plumbing pipes. There was a lot of damage to the gas pipes coming into the home.
Five of the nine people wounded last night are still hospitalized tonight. Prosecutors have filed murder charges against a Northern California man who's accused of shooting and killing a police sergeant during a traffic stop. President Obama had dinner tonight in Nairobi with members of his late father's family who live in Kenya. Obama's step-grandmother says she hopes he comes back again and prays at his father's grave in her village. Logistical problems and security concerns prevented the president from doing that during this trip. Turkish news reports say that for the second straight night, Turkish jets have struck Islamic State Group targets across the border in Syria. This is AP Radio News. A new letter from intelligence investigators to Congress indicates secret government information may have been compromised in Hillary Rodham Clinton's private server.
According to a memo to Congress from the Inspector General, his office identified potentially hundreds of classified emails that Clinton had provided and that are now being processed for public release. The Democratic frontrunner commented briefly before a campaign speech.
We are all accountable to the American people to get the facts right, and I will do my part. But I'm also going to stay focused on the issues.
None of the emails were marked as classified at the time they were sent, according to the memo, but some should have been handled as such and sent on a secure computer network. Julie Walker, New York.
The guitar that Bob Dylan used to go electric at the Newport Folk Festival 50 years ago is back in Newport. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.